And good morning to everyone, and welcome to this meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Police. My name is Zole Kakula, one of the two secretaries of the committee. And next to me, I have the content advisor, Dr. Ivan Kentz. And on my left-hand side, I have the researcher of the committee, Ms. Fanzai Khos. Before we proceed with the election of the chairperson, I would like members of the committee for record purposes to introduce themselves. Thank you.
Good morning, chairperson, honorable members, Dina Jumat Peterson, ANC.
Morning, chairperson. Emmanuel, Honorable Emmanuel Kevin Mapase, ANC.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Honorable Member A. Mwelekwa.
Chairperson, my name is Jacqueline Mofokeng, ANC.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Ntaoleng Patricia Peacock, ANC.
Good morning, Chairperson. My name is Patrice Pokuse, ANC.
Dank u, voorzitter. Ik heb het recht geteld. Ik het geteld sinds ik het net gedacht had te veel. Ik is Pieter Groenewald en ik is lid van die Vryheidsfront Plus. En een lid van die komitee.
Goedemorgen, voorzitter. Mijn naam is Okie Ter Blanche en ik is ook lid van die komitee en ik is van die DA. Dank u.
Thank you, Committee Secretary. My name is Andrew Whitfield, Member of Parliament, Democratic Alliance.
Thank you, Secretary. I'm Andres Shembeni from the EFF.
Thank you very much, members. According to Rule 158 of the National Assembly Rules, we are going to elect the chairperson of the committee. I would now like to call for...
Before we proceed, if I may, I'm just not clear, and perhaps the committee requires an explanation. The committee program was circulated by the other committee secretary, and on the program, before an election of a chairperson, it named the chairperson as Ms. Tina Jumat Peterson. And while that may seem petty, it speaks to a preconceived outcome before an election in terms of the rules. If the committee can get an explanation as to how that happened, why it happened, and then we may proceed with an election.
Thank you, Mr. Whitfield. It must have been an oversight on our side, but the program I have with me does not have a chairperson. I'm sure it was an oversight on our side and would like to apologize for that. Can I then have a nomination, please? Mr. Mapase?
Thank you. I'm Mr. Honorable Mapase. I'm nominating Honorable Member Tina Jumat to be the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Jumat Peterson, do you accept the nomination?
Honorable Chairperson, I'm humbled to accept.
Thank you. Do we have a seconder for the nomination? Ms. Mufukeng?
I'm Honorable Mofokeng. I second the nomination of Honorable Jumat.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other nomination? Mr. Whitfield?
Thank you, Committee Secretary. In the absence of a rule precluding a member from nominating themselves, I, Andrew Whitfield, nominate myself as committee chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Whitfield, and I assume that you accept the nomination of yourself. Do we have a second for the nomination?
Yes, Honorable Chairperson, I'm Honorable Peter Blanche, and I'm seconding that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Because we have two nominations, we are going to have to vote on the two nominations by show of hands. Those who support the name of Ms. Those who accept the name of Ms. Jumat Peterson, can they please raise their hands? Thank you. And those who support the name of Mr. Whitfield, can they raise their hands? Thank you. And the majority have voted in favor of Ms. Tina Jumat Peterson, and therefore I declare Ms. Tina Jumat Peterson as the chairperson of the committee. Thank you very much. Please take the seat, madam.
Honourable Chief Whip of the Majority Party, Honourable Members, I would like to thank the members for this opportunity to address you. I would also like to thank those members who have voted in this portfolio committee for the nomination. I humbly accept this important portfolio and recognise that it carries a huge responsibility on all our shoulders. To the honourable members of the opposition, I know we will work together as one team, and that we all recognise the enormity of the task which lies ahead. The honourable President Ramaphosa delivered his State of the Nation address on the 20th of June 2019, he then implored us to accept that safety and police would be one of his priorities. One of the five focus priorities would be social cohesion and building safe communities. The President concentrated on the realization of the 2030 vision of the National Development Plan and stated that this was the last decade of the vision of the National Development Plan for 2030. He highlighted his goals, and we know that the following issues related to the police portfolio included addressing violent crime, gender-based violence and femicide, having a committed strategy against drug syndicates and gang violence, forging a new social compact, and commuter and tourist safety. I thank the honourable members for this opportunity. I do know that we will have fruitful deliberations, and with hard work, we'll be able to reduce the scourge of violent crime in our community and in our country. Honourable members, I would give the committee secretary an opportunity to speak before I allow honourable members an opportunity to comment if they so wish.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would just like to remind members that the committee will be sitting in the afternoon and we will be adopting the program at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Thank you, Chairperson. The venue will be E249 at 2 o'clock.
I now allow the members for brief, short inputs if they so wish.
Thank you very much, Committee Chairperson, and on behalf of the Democratic Alliance, we opposed the election. You are now elected, and you are our chairperson of the committee. As you've indicated, the responsibility that we all carry, and in particular that rests on your shoulders, is the safety of our communities. It is upholding the commitments that we have made as public representatives to the people of South Africa to uphold the Constitution of the Republic, and to make sure that this committee plays its oversight role without fear or favor and gets to the bottom of the scourge of crime in this country. There are people at home looking to this Parliament to make sure that their children, themselves, their grandchildren can grow up in safe communities. And at the center of our commitment in this committee must be to ensure that we have an honest and professional police service. The rot starts from inside, Madam Chair, and I believe that this committee has a fundamentally important role to play in ensuring that we hold the police accountable as well as the criminals who are out there collaborating with political syndicates in this country. And we must not rest until every stone is turned over in our pursuit of creating a safer South Africa for all citizens in our country. The responsibility rests with all of us, but I want to stress, Madam Chairperson, in particular, your ability to lead this committee to eradicating violent crime in our country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Whitfield. Do we have any other member who would like to make a statement? Thank you very much, the Honourable Member Mapatswe.
Thank you, Chairperson. We would also like to congratulate you on your election as the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. Democracy has prevailed, as the Honourable Member has alluded to. And we hope, as this committee, we are going to prioritize crime as our priority. The police have already started working on trying to root out gangsterism in our communities. It's affecting everybody. So in this committee, we really want to appeal that crime does not have whether you are an ANC member, EFF, DA, or what, it affects the society. So as this committee would want that, we must work together and not really to politicize the work of the police, and just also to play our role of oversight without fear or favor in holding the executive accountable, as long as we really make sure that the safety of our communities is also prioritized. And I think if we work together as honorable members from all political parties, we prioritize the issues that have been raised by the president and not allow gangsters to take over our communities' areas. They must feel safe where they stay. So I hope moving forward as this committee, we'll work together in making sure that we support our men in blue and women in blue, that we support them as the portfolio committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mapatswe. Do we have any additional? Honorable Member Sunderbaum.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, yes, as we said, democracy is democracy. Democracy is sometimes quite strange. It's, I think tomorrow of this morning was a good example of about three lions and a lamb to have to vote who does what they're going to have for lunch. But the result is the result. So I wish you well in this position. It's a very important position. And I want to say, and I don't say it with arrogance, the fact that I've been on this committee since 1994, actually since 1989 when I became a member of Parliament, I can say that my experience of the Portfolio Committee on Police is that it was not used to score political points. And I've heard what the honourable member has said, and I hope we can stay with that. I think the problem of crime, in fact I want to say the crisis of crime in South Africa, is of such nature that we have to put party politics aside to see what is the best solutions to solve the problem. And there must be no illusion among us as members here of the grotesque task that's on our shoulders to ensure that there is accountability. In this committee, we as members of parliament who represent the people of South Africa have the obligation to ensure that there is accountability. And we will have to ensure that we do that to the best of our abilities. So you can be assured, as far as the Freedom Front Plus is concerned, we will contribute, and our contributions will be in the best interest of all people in South Africa. But I wish you luck.
Thank you, Honourable Member Groenewa. Any additional comments? If not, Honourable Members, I wish to thank you for those congratulatory messages, as well as your commitment to the work at hand. Our responsibility is to increase police visibility, employ more police men and police women, create a more active role for citizens, ensure that we improve the success rates in investigating and prosecuting crimes. We are, I think, here to ensure that we have the professionalization of the criminal justice system and not the politicization of the criminal justice system. So a crime does not have a headline of color, of political party, of gender, race or creed. We are one country facing the same problem. Fortunately, we are in agreement with the fact that crime has to be reduced in our country. I'm of the view that we could work together very well. We do not have a choice. I thank you. I would like to announce that at 2 o'clock we'll do the budget hearings for the briefing on the South African Police Service, Program 1. On Wednesday, we'll do the budget hearing briefing for both Program 2 and Program 3, which would be visible policing and detective services. Thursday, we'll have another hearing from 9 o'clock until 5 o'clock, and then Friday as well. These will include the Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation, which will be on Thursday, and Friday will be the hearing on the Civilian Secretariat for Police and the Independent Police Investigative Unit. Then we continue on Tuesday, and then Thursday we'll debate vote 23 and 20. I do hope that the members find that in order. I then declare the meeting closed.